In recent shiurim, we've been discussing the harchakot that have to be observed between a woman who's a nida and her husband. And the motivation for this distancing is a concern of what we call hergel aveira. There might be excess familiarity and affection between the couple. Therefore, a further point to discuss is the issur against the couple sharing food and drink whilst the wife is a nida, because very often sharing food is a characteristic of a particularly close relationship. For example, good friends don't share an ice cream from the same cone, but a married couple might well do so. In actual fact, this halacha, like other aspects of the harchakot that we've discussed, is a machloket rishonim. The Beit Yosef in Yoredei Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei writes that the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Rosh, amongst other rishonim, hold that it's only prohibited for a couple to share a plate of food because they could both be eating from it at the same time. But it's not prohibited for them to share a drink, because for that they have to use the glass or cup consecutively rather than concurrently, unless I guess they're using straws. But on the other hand, the Uraim and other Rishonim hold that a couple can't even share a drink, based on the Gemara of Tan Dave Eliyahu in Masechet Shabbat that we referenced a couple of days ago. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalad rules like the Uraim, and says that a man's not allowed to finish off the remainders of his wife's drink if she's a nida. But the Rama adds a few qualifications to this rule. Number one, he says that if a third party is also drunk from the same cup between the two of them, then the husband is permitted to drink from it, clearly on the grounds that this has now ceased to be a romantic sharing of food in any sense of the idea. Number two, he says, if the remains of the drink have been transferred into a second cup, then even if they've been returned to the first cup, it's permitted for him to drink them. Number three, if the husband is unaware that his wife has drunk from the cup, then there's no need for her to tell him and stop him drinking from it. And number four, he brings as a yesh omrim that if the wife is no longer in the room, then he can also drink the remainders, because it's obviously not a romantic activity when you're by yourself. Furthermore, the halacha is that even though a man is not allowed to drink the remainders of what his wife has been drinking from her cup, a woman who's a nida is allowed to drink the remainders of what her husband has been drinking. As far as each account as eating each other's food is concerned, or more specifically, a husband eating his wife's food, as we've already mentioned, everyone agrees that they can't share food from the same plate or anything like that. But is a husband allowed to eat his wife's leftovers? So from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the Issur only applies to drink and not to food. And Rav Avadia Yosef writes that that's the halacha for Sfardim. But the Rama in Sif Gimel says that the rules are the same. So what should a couple do with what I call the restaurant phenomena, where she wants to taste some of his steak, and he wants to try some of her lamb tagine, and obviously finish off her leftover chips as well? So they can't take from each other's plates, as this is mamash sharing a plate. But if the husband transfers some of the lamb tagine to his plate, or to a third plate and eats it, he can then give his wife his plate and she can have the remaining steak. Or she can take the food off his plate and put it onto her plate and eat it that way. Interestingly though, it should be noted that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Sidrei Tara and Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz in the Kreti of Pleiti, and rules that the Mechaber rather than like the Rama, and says that the husband can eat his wife's leftover food directly from her plate, because the fact they're not actually eating from the plate at the same time is in itself a sufficient heker. Though I think the minhag is not to be makel like the Aruch HaShulchan. Also of interest is the comment of the Shevet HaLevi that it's not a problem for a couple to share the same tube of toothpaste, as that's not regarded as leftover food. Adkan.